Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from the Holy Gospel, the 7th chapter of St. John. And the theme this morning, Jesus gives living water. Please be seated. Pretty good. How long can you live without water? Even better. You know, our bodies are made up mostly of water. For you men, about 60% of you is water. Ladies, you're just a little bit less, 55%. You know, according to most scientists, a healthy human being under normal conditions can only live 3 to 5 days without water. I guess I'm safe. Human beings, like all living creatures, well, they need and you need water to survive, and not only to survive, but also to thrive. Pretty good. Thirsty? There is a thirst that each and every one of us have. And it's not the thirst of physical water. It's the yearning. It's our thirst for fellowship with God and also fellowship with our neighbor. We were created to be in communion with our Creator, with our Holy Triune God. And we were also created to be in community with each other. God's Holy Word tells us that it is He, your merciful Lord, who has placed eternity in your heart. From the 3rd chapter of Ecclesiastes, the Holy Spirit led Solomon to write, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot, out of what God has done from the beginning to the end, this man cannot find by himself. Eternity that is placed into the heart of a man is a gift from God." Thus, this is our deep spiritual thirst. That thirst can only be satisfied by the work of the Holy Spirit, sent by the Father in the name of Jesus. But, yes, you know there is always a but. You and I have a problem. We have a serious problem. S-I-N, sin. Your sin breaks relationships. Your sin destroys fellowship. Your sin and my sin separates us from our loving God. Sin. Sin is so isolating. Because of our sin, we are left empty, alone, spiritually dried up. As the sun bleaches and dries up those sun-scorched bones. So Jesus this morning, as we hear from the Holy Gospel, He stands up and He declares, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Your Savior's statement seems a little and sounds a little strange, doesn't it? Quite frankly, to the worldly ear, Jesus said many strange things. And even though they may have seemed strange, dear ones, they were absolutely the truth. Every single word, the truth. Jesus speaks these words this morning at the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as the Feast of Booths. John records this for us here, beginning in the 7th chapter. The Jews called it Sukkot, from the Hebrew word sukkah. Sukkah literally means booth, tabernacle, tent, or a hut. The Feast of Tabernacles was a 7-day harvest feast, celebrating the Lord's blessings and provisions of food and water which He provided. And this feast began on the 15th day of Tisri, which we know as the month of October. During these 7 days, the Israelites would live in a booth. They would move out of their apartment, they would move out of their house, and they would construct a little hut, and there they would live for 7 days. This was a reminder to them of the 40 years of the wilderness journeys during the Exodus, when they camped in tents. Each day in the wilderness was a test, a spiritual journey. Israel lived, Israel survived by the hand of God Himself, drinking water from the rock at Meribah and eating manna. What is it? Manna, bread from heaven. Israel had celebrated this joyous feast for nearly 1,400 years as a reminder of God's goodness, of His grace, of His mercy in giving them everything, dear ones, giving them everything that they needed as they journeyed to their promised land. By the time of Jesus, though, there was a tradition that had developed of a daily water pouring ritual. Each morning during the feast, a priest would go to the pool of Siloam, and there he would fill a golden pitcher, and he would lead a solemn procession through the city all the way up to the temple, and there at the temple, the priest would pour out the water onto the altar of burnt sacrifice. And the people would shout, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." This is recorded for us in Isaiah chapter 12. So it was in the context of this water pouring ritual that Jesus stands up. And there in the center of the temple, Jesus cries out, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink." Jesus is telling them, and He's telling you, that only He, and only He alone, can give you living water. Only He, dear one, can satisfy your ultimate thirst. You thirst, so don't I. But drinking this water, I'll be thirsty again. So the devil and the world, they come up to you and they tell you, "Oh, you can quench your thirst. You can quench your thirst with things that will really satisfy you. You don't need Jesus. You don't need His word. You don't need His body and blood. Why, you have money. That'll satisfy you. Better yet, you have sex. That'll really satisfy you. How about power or popularity or entertainment? Satisfied? Still thirsty?" You see, they never satisfy, do they? Since our sinful human flesh is never, ever satisfied. By listening to the devil and the world, we find out very quickly that we are left dry, empty, and disappointed. The Samaritan woman at the well is a perfect example for us. She tried to find satisfaction in her life with men. I know, ladies, you're kind of snickering under your breath, aren't you? Trying to find satisfaction with men? With failed relationship over and over and over and over and over and over again. And what did she find? Heartache, emptiness. Sinful relationships do not satisfy. So Jesus comes to her. He finds her. And yes, he stuns her. A Jewish rabbi speaking to me, a Samaritan woman, and asking me for a drink of water? So Jesus speaks the truth to her. If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Living water. In the ancient world, living water was flowing water. In the ancient world, this would not be living water. It's water that you cannot draw from a well. Living water is that which comes from a rushing river or from a babbling brook. Living water. So how in the world is Jesus going to give this Samaritan woman living water from a well? Living water cannot flow up from a well. So Jesus explains to her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Remember what you just heard from the book of Ecclesiastes? Jesus disconfirms it. But she doesn't understand. People who think worldly can never understand, for there's no spirit present. So therefore, Jesus now must use the law, just as good Lutheran pastors use the law, not only on their congregation, but also on themselves. Jesus confronts her with her sin. He confronts you with your sin. Jesus reveals to this woman everything that she had ever done and all the sinful relationships that she had lived in and the adulterous relationship she was living in right then, that moment. And Jesus also knows your sin, and he also knows my sin. And by doing this, Jesus reveals to him, to this woman and to you and me, that he himself, that he is the Christ. Just as he shows you and reveals to you from his word and also from the blessed sacraments of his great grace and mercy that he has for you, he reveals to you his vicarious atonement and his glorious resurrection, of which we have just celebrated this past Easter season. Dear ones, you thirst for wholeness. You thirst for healing, for hope. Ultimately, and most importantly, you thirst for forgiveness. Jesus freely offers to you living water to everyone who thirsts. Notice that he gives this water freely, without cost. With Satan, it will cost you something. It always costs you something. And with the world, it will cost you something. It always costs you. But with Jesus, it's a free gift. There's no money that can buy his salvation. There is no work that will appease him. There's nothing you can do to allow God to see you as a faithful person by what you do or what you say. You cannot buy your way into heaven. Yes, you can never work your way into heaven, because all of his blessings, they're all freely given, and they're freely received in faith in Christ Jesus your Lord. Spiritually thirsty people, come to Jesus. and they are filled by His grace and by the Holy Spirit. Then those Spirit-filled people, they are now drinking from a source that will always fill them. That water will be welling up in them unto eternal life. And they will never thirst again spiritually, for they will always be satisfied. And therefore, since the Lord does this, He sends you. He sends you into this world to proclaim that very same message. Just as He raises up men and women like David and Barbara and sends them to the harvest field in Macau. So He calls you today, dear one. He calls you today to serve your neighbor, to support His mission by financially assisting David and Barbara as the Spirit moves you. But most importantly, prayer. The power of prayer can never be underestimated. We ask that you pray for David and Barbara every day of your life. Always lift them up unto your Lord, and the Lord will bless them. So, thirsty? Jesus is calling right now. He is calling you to repentance, to repent of your sin, to give your life, your dying, thirsty life, to allow Him to feed you, to nourish you, to come to Him so that He can give to you freely, not by what you do or say, but because of His grace and mercy and love for you. He calls you today, dear ones. And as we hear in the last chapter of Revelation, as we now close, we hear these words. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." And let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life, the bread that's come down from heaven, the blood that nourishes you, that saves you, that washes away all your sins, that strengthens your faith. It's here today. He is here today to give unto you the true water of life. And you will never, ever thirst again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.